Turn in your Bible this morning, if you will, to John chapter 6, verse 47. That's where we're going to begin this morning. Got a few places to go. Good. Good. Good deal. John chapter 6, verse 47, one verse, and this is going to be where we'll begin this morning. The words of Jesus Christ the Lord. Now take the notes that we gave you and put it with the rest of your notes. We're not going to touch on those this morning. We're going to get into some other things. probably running along the same lines of Daniel, because as a matter of fact, you have to remember that Daniel was captivity in Babylon. Babylon represents the times of the Gentiles. And the times of the Gentiles is the time that we're living in, which is a time of the two spirits at work in the world today. The Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit of Antichrist. There are two spirits. The Spirit of Antichrist is strongly at work. And I don't know if any of you watched Louis Farrakhan on television the other day. He was in Washington, D.C. making a speech. If you want to watch the Spirit of Antichrist at work, just watch him. Or watch Reverend Jesse Jackson, or Al Sharpton, or some of those others who, and you know, I was watching Louis Farrakhan. He's a Muslim, claims to be a Muslim, and on the podium with him were two preachers who claimed to be Christians. One of them even had a cross on his, and here they are hobnobbing. Then you have Reverend Jesse Jackson, who is part of that group, who claims to be a Christian, calls himself Reverend. You know what? They're hypocrites, liars, deceivers, and antichrist. They are. There's no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt about it. And we're going to show you how to prove that. How do I prove the antichrist spirit? It's easy to see. We're living in the spirit of during the time of the spirit of antichrist. It's going to get progressively worse, in my opinion. Jesus said, "Verily, verily, verily," John chapter 6, verse 47, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life." Pretty simple, isn't it? Pretty simple. It's so simple, if you remember in Genesis chapter 3, Satan said to Eve, "Yea, hath God said." Remember that? "Yea, hath God said?" Question mark. That's how you determine the difference between the Holy Spirit and the unholy spirit. Jesus Christ said, "He that believeth on me hath everlasting life." False doctrine says, "Oh yea, hath God said?" Is it really that simple? Hath God said? Well, yes, he did, because Jesus Christ was God. God said it. God said, "Whosoever believeth on me hath everlasting life." God said it. But if you want to know the difference on how to determine the difference between what God said and between what Satan says, which is question mark, "Yea, hath God said," turn over, if you will, to 1 John, if you will. We've got a lot of places to go to this morning, so we're going to try to get through all of them. 1 John chapter 2. The reason I'm getting into this morning is because we have all these preachers on TV, if you watch the so-called inspirational channels, telling you how to be happy. And you know what's unfortunate about the whole thing is how to have happiness in this life. And all, just the Lord wants you to have this, but the gospel's never presented. The truth is never presented. It's always, you can have everything. You can reach your potential. Joy. No, there's only one way to have peace, joy, and contentment in this life, and that is to put your faith in Jesus Christ. That's the only way. You put your faith in the Lord Jesus. How many times have I been over this quite a lot recently, and I think there's a need But the only way to have peace, joy, and contentment in this life is to put your faith in Jesus Christ on a daily basis. Faith in Christ, faith in Christ, faith in Christ. That's the only way that'll get you through. But we have an antichrist spirit in this world that wants you to be unhappy, that wants to create conflict. And for those of you that watched Louis Farrakhan, that's one of the reasons I decided to do this morning. If you watched him, he created conflict, didn't he? The same way, remember Yasser Arafat before he died? The best thing that ever happened to this world was when Yasser Arafat died. Thank God he died. And I know exactly where he is today, but he created conflict, constant conflict. The satanic spirit of Antichrist goes through this world creating conflict. He loves conflict. And you know why people like Al Sharpton, Reverend Jesse Jackson, and Louis Farrakhan like conflict? Makes them important. As long as they're in the center of the conflict and they have the authority in the center of the conflict, they not only are important, but do you know who supports Louis Farrakhan, by the way? One of the people that supports him is an out-branch of the American Civil Liberties Union. It's a communist front organization. You know, you need to be aware of these things. And I was surprised that all the millions of people that were, or however many there was a lot, on the lawn there listening to him, I was surprised at how many of them can't see the truth. All they see is the conflict. And I don't know if you listen to him or not, but one minute he'd say the United States is a great country, next minute he'd say we're a terrible country. I don't know how many of you listen to that. That's also satanic. 1 John chapter 2, if you will, verse 18. Little children, that is, saved born-again Christians, it is the last time. Notice what he said. It is the last time. In other words, we're getting close to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he wrote this almost 2,000 years ago. I don't know how many other preachers I know, well, I know a lot, but are expecting the Lord to come any minute. Actually, I think we're more or less hoping he will come any minute. I'm expecting him to, but I'm more or less hoping he will. I don't know if he will or not. I don't know when he's coming. I have no idea. But John said, it is the last time. And as you have heard, that Antichrist, the Antichrist we've been talking about, the one we've been talking about in the book of Daniel over and over again, he is the little horn in Daniel. He is the one who brings about the 10 toes of Daniel. And he is coming soon. He is that Antichrist that shall come. He's not here yet. But, notice the next word. Even now are there many Antichrists. By the way, if you look that word many up in the Greek, you'll realize that it's uncalculable. That's how many there are. Politicians that run our country, most of them are Antichrist. Most preachers today are Antichrist. Louis Farrakhan is an Antichrist. Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson are Antichrist. Many of the preachers on the Inspirational Channel are Antichrist. There's one I can't remember. I can't remember his name. He's the one that weeps and wails, and he was found with a prostitute here a few years back, and he took Swagger. Yeah. He's an Antichrist. He's not a saved, born-again Christian at all. He uses God in vain. There are many of them. Now there are many Antichrists, by which we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. Notice that, if you will. You know all things. In other words, as a Christian, as a child of God, that thing likes you, doesn't it? As a child of God, you have the ability to know all things. And God wants you to know the difference between the Antichrist spirit and the unholy spirit of Satan and the Holy Spirit of God. He wants you to be able to know the difference. Vince was telling me this morning he's taken a course from a place in India, but he knows, he has the ability to discern the false doctrine that they mix with the truth. I wouldn't recommend that to everybody, only those who have the ability to know the difference. And there's a in the Scofield Bible here, there's a lot of things I don't agree with. But I think the people that understand, have the ability to know all things, know the difference between the truth and false doctrine. Verse 21, I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it. And that no lie is of the truth. You know what a lie is? Anything that contradicts the Word of God. That's a lie. Anything that contradicts the Bible is a lie. It's not the truth. It's the Antichrist spirit. Turn over to chapter 4. Verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits. How do you try the spirits? Compare it to the Word of God. Compare what anybody says to the Word of God. Compare it. Compare what Al Sharpton says to the Word of God. There's no gospel in it. It's a lie. It's not the truth. Many of the teachers and preachers on TV that teach, there's only very few that I recommend. One is Charles Stanley and the other one is Tony Evans. If you ever heard Tony Evans, I recommend him. I remember listening to him one time when I was out in the church in Rome working on the church during the week. I don't remember what I was doing, but I had him on, and in the back of the church you could hear some woman beginning to gyrate. You could hear her screaming, and he stopped right in the middle and he said, "Hold it, lady." He said, "I know exactly what you're up to." He said, "You're not going to interfere with me. Sit down and shut up." Now, you got to remember, this is a big church with hundreds and hundreds of people in it. He knew exactly where she was coming from. She was going to start speaking in tongues and going like this and just, you know, jumping around. He said, "Absolutely not." I wish somebody would kill them things. Well, somebody kill those bees. I think that bee's an antichrist, isn't he? I think he is. Okay, back to the Bible. Chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. How do you try the spirits? Compare it to the Bible, the Word of God. Compare it to the Bible. By this know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. How do you try the spirits? What do they think about the Lord Jesus Christ? If they acknowledge that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh, they are from God. If they do not, they are an antichrist spirit. I heard preachers say, well, the Muslims believe in the same God we do, we just believe differently. Oh, no, we don't. The God of the Muslim Bible is not the God of my Bible. Not at all. He's a contradiction. He's false. He's a fake. And he's an antichrist God. He doesn't come from the Bible. Every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of antichrist, of which you have heard that it should come. And even now, already, is it in the world. Remember, this was written some 2,000 years ago. The spirit of Antichrist is in the world, has been, will be, and he will be in the world until the end of the seven-year tribulation when the Lord Jesus Christ sets up his kingdom. That's when it will stop. Even then, the spirit of Antichrist will still be at work in a way, because at the end of the thousand-year reign of Christ, a multitude will once again gather against Christ. Hard to believe, isn't it? Absolutely. Well, not really. Not when you understand humanity. Let's see here. Where was I going to go? Verse 15, all the way down here. Verse 14, back up here, if you will. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. You know how many people deny that or reject that? You know how many people say, well, yeah, we believe he came into the world and died on the cross, but it's just not enough. You know how many people just reject Jesus Christ altogether? Reject the idea of Jesus Christ? I remember watching Bill O'Reilly, who I don't know, I can either take him or leave him, but he had Reverend Franklin Graham on his program, and he told Franklin Graham, you know, Franklin Graham always gives the gospel. Once in a while, he'll tell you you have to repent. He doesn't elaborate on that, but he always gives the gospel no matter what program he's on, no matter who it is that's questioning him. He's not intimidated by anybody or anything. I think he does a great job. Bill O'Reilly said, I just don't believe somebody else can die on the cross. Somebody can pay for your sins. I don't believe that. Isn't that sad? That's sad. You know what his problem is? He rejects Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Denies him. Rejects him. Our politicians are like that. Our political parties. The point is this. As you go through this life, there will be problems. There will be trials, testings, temptations. This winter, the heating oils and prices are going to go way out of sight. You know how hard that's going to be on people? It's going to be difficult. And that's not all. I mean, everything is going to, if that goes up, everything's going to go up. It's going to be difficult for you and I, anyone, to survive, to pay bills, make ends meet. It's going to be difficult. It's not going to be easy. Turn, if you will, well, verse 15, then we'll turn over to another page. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. Jesus Christ said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever believeth in me hath everlasting life. Anybody who denies or rejects that is an antichrist. Why? They're against Christ. They have an antichrist spirit. Turn, if you will, to Habakkuk, if you will, all the way back here in the Bible, Habakkuk. We touched on this not too long ago, but I'd like to do this again. Habakkuk chapter 1, if you will. Now, because we have, now pay attention, if you will, because we have two spirits at work in this world, the Antichrist spirit and the Holy Spirit, there will always be problems and persecutions, even if you're a saved, born-again child of God. But there's a way to deal with it. There's a way to have peace, joy, and contentment if you're a saved, born-again Christian. There is a way. But there's always going to be trouble. There's always going to be conflict. There's always going to be testings. There's always going to be... And Habakkuk had this trouble. He had a problem with this. So did Isaiah. We could go to Isaiah, and he had the same problem. So did Jeremiah. And the problem was this. Listen to what Habakkuk said, verse 1. The burden which Habakkuk, the prophet, did see, it was a burden to him. What was his burden? O Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear? Do you ever feel like that sometimes? You ever feel like, man, I've prayed about this, and I've prayed about it. The problem just doesn't go away, and these people are just, you know, I just can't handle it. How long will I hear and you not, and cry and you not hear? Even cry out unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not save or deliver. Don't we live in a violent society? Just recently, if you watch the news or read the newspapers, and I do that occasionally, all kinds of violence is taking place. Just in Pennsylvania last week, a woman took a razor knife and tried to cut a baby out of another woman. What possesses people to do that? It's a violent society, and yet our judges condone violence. In Massachusetts, I think it was, a judge gave a sexual pervert 5 years. They should have hung him. He destroyed a young life, destroyed him with his perversion. They should have killed him. They should have hung him. But the judge said, well, we'll just give him 5 years. And then another guy comes on there and condones that. Why? Because we live in an antichrist society with an antichrist spirit. It's normal. It's natural. Accept it. It's going to happen. Habakkuk couldn't understand that. He said in verse 3, why dost thou show me iniquity? Sin, crime, rampant, you know, it's everywhere. and cause me to behold grievance. For spoiling and violence are before me, and there are those who raise up strife and contention. You ever notice that? You ever notice all the people that raise up strife and contention and just keep the old pot boiling? That's what Louis Farrakhan's up to, you know. And I'll tell you the truth, folks, it's going to get worse. There's going to be a civil war in this world, in this country, in this world. There's going to be a civil war. It's going to be evil against good, and the Christian is going to have a hard time. It's going to get worse and worse, believe me. The Christian's going to have a hard time of it because the Antichrist spirit is at work, and God is slowly drawing his way back. He's going to allow it to happen. It will happen. And those who raise up strife and contention, and it's everywhere too, by the way. All you have to do is look around the world. Strife and contention. By the way, if you want to get rich and have a big following, just get on TV or radio or whatever and start some strife and contention. You'll get a big following. They'll send you money. You'll live like a king. I'm serious. Think about it. I don't want to get rich personally. Verse 4, therefore the law is slacked, and judgment doth never go forth, for the wicked doth compass about the righteous. Therefore wrong judgment proceedeth. Or you could translate that as the Schofield Bible does, justice goeth forth perverted. And then the Lord answers him. And he said, behold, among the heathen in regard and wonder marvelously, for I will work a work in your days, which you will not believe, though it be told you. For lo, I raise up the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation, which shall march through the breadth of the land to possess the dwelling places that are not theirs. They are terrible and dreadful. Their judgment and their dignity shall proceed from themselves. In other words, they have their own law. And then he goes on to say what they're going to do, and he says in verse 9, they shall come all for violence. What he's talking about is the nation of Babylon that took Israel captive, which the book of Daniel was written about. And then he goes on to say, that was his answer, and he ended in verse 11. And then verse 12, Habakkuk replies to God in verse 12. He said, art thou not from everlasting, O Lord my God, my Holy One? We shall not die. O Lord, listen to what he says. Thou hast ordained them for judgment, and O Almighty God, thou hast established them for correction. You know, sometimes when you look at the perverted judgment that goes on in our society, you have to wonder if just maybe God has not set those up to make the church pay a price. You say, well, I don't need judges. I'm a saved born. Oh, we don't. You know that our society is run by good, fundamental, Bible-believing Christians, but they perverted the Word of God to the point that I find it hard to believe that anybody can be saved in the world that we live in. They make it difficult for people to be saved with adding to the Word, perverting the Word, questioning the Word. Yea, hath God said, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved? Had he really just said that? Yes, God did. It's that simple. Put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll have eternal life. Your sins will be forgiven. And then I want you to notice what Habakkuk said in chapter 2, verse 4. First of all, in chapter 2, verse 1, Habakkuk told God, he said, I will stand upon my watch and set myself upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me. He's talking about God. And what I shall answer when I am reproved. You see, Habakkuk said, he was questioning God, and he said, "But I know that I'm not allowed to do that, so I'm going to be reproved for it, so I'm going to set up on the tower, and I'm going to watch and see what happens, and I'm going to see what God does. There are a lot of Christians, so-called Christians today, that do that. They just sit to see what God does. You know what? He's already done it. He died on the cross. There's no need to see what God does. The next event God has in mind for us, you and I, is the rapture of the church. That's the very next event. The only two things we have to worry about is this. Christ died on the cross for me, put my faith and trust in Him. He will come for me at the rapture, put my faith and trust in Him. Those are the only two things. I know the judgment goes for perverted, but there's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing we can do about that lousy bee either, is there? Apparently. Verse 4, if you will. This is part of God's answer to Habakkuk. And He said, "Behold, his soul that is lifted up is not upright in him." Pride. Pride and arrogance. "But the just shall live by his faith." Now pay attention to that, if you will. That verse is quoted throughout the Bible. That is the center and the soul of the Bible. "The just shall live by his faith." Your faith. My faith. My personal faith. If I think that I am just, why am I just? Because I put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ. That makes me just. I'm not a just person. I'm not perfect. I'm not good. But simply because I have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, He counts me just. But as I go through this life, and I see all the many, many things that are going on in this world, the many things that I don't like, the many things that I don't care for, Daniel went through all this. Habakkuk went through it. You know what? Joel Osteen is wrong. Things are not going to be perfect. You will not have a perfect life. He's wrong. But I can still be happy, have peace, joy, and contentment, can I not? How do I do that? The just shall live by his faith. Faith in what? The Lord Jesus Christ on a daily basis. Turn, if you will, to the Gospel of John, chapter 15, if you will. In verse 18, chapter 15, verse 18. In verse 18, Christ said, "If the world hate you..." By the way, it does. Do you know that? The world hates Christ. That is the lost world, the Antichrist world. I'm telling you. Stay here, would you? Just up here, stay here. "If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me," that's Christ, "before it hated you." Do you ever get the impression that the world hates Christ? Do you ever get that impression? I do. The world hates Christ or anything to do with Him. "If ye were of the world, ye would love its own." Think about that, if you will. If you were of the world, you would love it. You ever watch television or... I went through Madison and Perry today, and people are running for office. And I went through Perry, and I must have saw 20 different names of 20 different people running for different offices. Then I got the Madison and Perry, both the same thing. I've never seen so many people running for different. They love each other, do they not? Oh, man, I want to get in office because I want to hobnob with this person and that person. They're part of the world. And if anyone thinks that, if anyone who calls himself a Christian runs for office thinks he's going to change things, I got news for him. It'll never happen. It'll never happen. But if you're of the world, if you were of the world loves its own. And boy, do they ever love their own? "But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore, the world hateth you." The world hates Christ. It hates anything to do with Christ. It hates the thought of the cross. It hates the blood of Christ. If you ever want to test the Spirit... Oh, come here. I think so. What's that? Yeah, I got one of them. Is he? Oh, no, just kidding. Turn over to chapter 16, and then we'll close this morning, because this, the bees have interrupted us so much, it's kind of hard to... Chapter 16, verse 31, if you will. By the way, his disciples said in verse 29, they said, his disciples said, "Lo, now speakest plainly and speakest no... And speak plain, Lord. We just don't understand what you're saying." But I'm going to tell you something. If you're a saved, born-again Christian, the Bible speaks plain. It's easy to understand. It's easy to understand. It's so plain. Jesus said, "Do you now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that you shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace." How does the Christian have peace? In Christ. That's the only way. When a problem comes into your life, whether it's an illness or a financial problem, doesn't matter what it is. Maybe you see some kind of a perverted judgment on television or perverted justice, and it kind of drives you nuts. It does me. And when I see judges and lawyers and I see people doing things that I think are antichrist and unholy and unrighteous, it drives me nuts. But Jesus Christ said, "In me you might have peace." You know what I look forward to as a saved born-again Christian? A daily walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the only way I can survive. It's the only way I can make it. And I look forward to my future home in heaven, because if I don't look forward to that, then the things of this world will get me down. I look forward to the fact that God told me over and over and over again that we would all be gathered together in Him. And then the entire world, the Antichrist world, will be judged by none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. When I see people like Louis Farrakhan, I say to myself, you have to answer to Christ someday. You have to answer. When I see people like Jesse Jackson or Jimmy Swaggart, I say, you have to answer. You have to answer to Christ for the lies and the deceit. And when I see people like all those people over in the Muslim countries that are destroying lives and killing people, and the terrorists, the only thing I can say is, you have to answer to the Lord Jesus Christ someday. You have to answer. Nothing I can do about it. And when I see people that persecute children and pervert, you know how many people were killed in Somalia by the terrorists and the Antichrist spirit? You know how many people were killed in Africa just last year by Muslims and terrorists, and innocent people suffered and died? You know how many people? I see you. Hundreds of thousands. And I say, you have to answer to the Lord Jesus Christ someday. You have to answer. There's nothing I can do about it. All I can do is have peace in the Lord Jesus Christ. "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation." Let me explain that to you, if I may. You are living in the world. You are in the world. You're part of the world. Your feet are in the world. You earn a living from the world. But you are not of the world. You're in it. You're part of it. You have to understand it. You have to acknowledge it, but you're not part of the world. The world is there. The world affects you, does it not? When my taxes go up, everybody's taxes go up, that affects me. I have to pay them. I don't like it. When the gas prices go up, I have to pay it. I don't like it. When everything that is in the world happens, he said, "In the world you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." You know something? I'm in the world. I'm part of the world. And if I put my focus on the world, if I focus on the world, I'll have nothing but tribulation. Jesus said, stop focusing on the world. In the world, you'll have tribulation. We'll have tribulation in our marriage occasionally. There's no way out. You can't escape it. Because you've got two different people, two different way of thinking. You can't escape it. But in Christ, you can work it out. There'll be tribulation in your job, constantly in your job. There'll always be tribulation. You'll have a problem with your boss, with the company, or maybe with the union, maybe with the people you work with. There'll always be some kind of tribulation, but in Christ, you can work it out. with your health. There'll always be some kind of tribulation. Something wrong, no matter what you do to try to overcome it, no matter how, what kind of a perfect life, you know why? Because Adam sinned. Because of Adam's sin, you're growing older. Because you're growing older, your body's getting older and wearing out. The scientists call it entropy. You're wearing out, you're wearing down, your body's getting older. Mine isn't. Yes, it is. There will be tribulation with your health. Tribulation with this, tribulation with that. Always a test, always a trial, always a test. But God said, through Christ, you have overcome the world. Jesus Christ said, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. How do you overcome? By focusing on the Lord Jesus Christ and putting your faith and trust in Him. In the meantime, the Lord said, try the spirits, test the spirit. How do I know the difference? Go to the Bible. No matter what it is, if it doesn't agree with the Bible, it's not from God. If it doesn't, compare it to the Bible. If you ever get wrapped up maybe you're listening to a preacher. Maybe he sounds good. Maybe he's a politician. Maybe he's your neighbor. Maybe it's this person. Maybe they sound good. You know how to test them? I don't care who it is. Compare it to the Bible. If it doesn't agree with this Word of God, then it doesn't come from God, it comes from Satan. And then the just shall live by his faith. You know how to get through your daily walk in life? By faith. I know I've said that to you over and over and over again, but that's the only way. The only way to get through this life, by faith. There are going to be obstacles. There are going to be obstacles. There are going to be problems. There are going to be testings, trials. By his faith, the just shall live. That has two meanings, by the way. That means live every day, your daily life, and live eternally. It has two meanings. By faith, the just shall live eternally and every day. And that's the only way to get through life with peace, joy, and contentment. Remember, Daniel did, and he prospered. Ezekiel did. Isaiah did. Habakkuk did. He didn't understand a lot of things. Said, Lord, where are you? I've cried and tried. I just don't see you. And God finally said, the just shall live by his faith. Your faith, Habakkuk, that's how you get through it. That's how you understand it. That's how you deal with it. It's not your problem. Perverted judgment is not your problem, Habakkuk. Perverted judgment is not your problem, Daniel. It's not your problem, Paul. It's not your problem, Peter. It's not your problem, church. God is in charge. Put your faith and trust in Him. You know, there's a lot of conspiracies going on in the world today, and I'm aware of every one of them. I've studied them. I've got all the books on them. There's something called the Trilateral Commission. You ever hear of that? And there's something called the... Oh, I don't know. There's dozens of them. There's dozens of them. But you know what? I can't do anything about them. I can't do anything about them. All I can do is put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ. The just shall live by his faith. And it's his faith in him, his word, that allows me to deal with this life. And allows me to go to his word and try the spirits and test them out. Well, is he right? Is he right? Is this right? Is that right? If it's not according to the word of God, it doesn't come from God. Go to the Word of God and lead your daily life, and that's the only way you'll ever have peace in this life. Don't rely on mom and dad to give you peace. Don't rely on your husband or your wife. It won't happen. Rely on your faith in Jesus Christ. And that'll get you through this life. That'll get you through every trial, every test, every temptation. That'll help you to understand the false prophet from the real prophet, the false from the real. Jesus Christ said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever believeth in me hath everlasting life. That's the truth. Most of the world hates the truth. But we have to keep our focus on that and the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's have a word of prayer and we'll close. Dear Lord, we know that it's not a perfect world. We know that there'll be tribulations and trials and testings. And if we focus on this world, it'll be nothing but tribulation. We need to keep our focus on the Lord Jesus Christ and keep our faith and trust in Him. That's the only thing that will bring us peace and joy and contentment. We deserve that. We deserve peace, joy, and contentment. We can have peace and joy and contentment in this life, no matter what goes wrong. And all we need to do is put our faith, the faith and trust in Him. The just shall live by his faith. It's my personal faith that gives me the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ. In His name I pray, amen. Okay, thank you.